A haiku by Issa. I'm going to read it for you twice. Brilliant moon, is it true that you too must pass in a hurry? Brilliant moon, is it true that you too must pass in a hurry? Hello, I am back into your ear holes on this Monday, June 3rd, after what was a very busy week, and I'm grateful that I had the foresight to take last week off of recording these voice notes for you, as much as I absolutely love this practice. Thank you for listening. If you do, thank you. It means a lot. We have a new moon coming up on June 6th, and it's a little crescent baby moon right now, and it doesn't feel like it's passing in a hurry, but sometimes I feel like I'm passing in a hurry. And last week was definitely one of those weeks where I wish that I could have slowed down the tender moments, whether those were sweet and loving tender moments, like spending time with some beloved writing friends, some in real life, which was very exciting, or some very hard tender moments, like placing my grandfather's urn into the ground, into his final resting place beside his beloved bride, my grandmother. I think they were married for 73 years or close to it. I guess here's a Ferris Buellerism for you, in the form of an old haiku. I guess that's it today. I'm feeling quiet. It's a quiet gray morning. I don't have much to say other than sometimes things pass in a hurry, and if you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. So maybe put on a John Hughes movie. I don't know. You do what you gotta do. All right. Thank you for listening. You know the drill. SPF, solid hydration, be kind to yourselves and be kind to each other. Thank you for listening. I'm so happy to be back, and I'll have some more for you tomorrow. I love you all so very much, and I'll talk to you then. Bye.